Doha, Qatar. Against the scenic backdrop of Doha's coastline, rows of traditional wooden dhow boats bobbed gently at the pier, each one telling a story of heritage, hard work, and connection to the sea. These vessels, once vital to Qatar's pearling and fishing economy, are now the centerpiece of the 11th annual Senyar Festival, a week-long celebration that honors the country's long-standing seafaring traditions. Dozens of men, clad in customary sea attire white t-shirts and wrapped towels, embarked on multi-day fishing expeditions using nothing more than handheld lines, a nod to the centuries-old techniques of their forefathers. The festival, held at Qatar Cultural Village, Doha's premier hub for arts and heritage, concluded with family reunions, cultural performances, and the weighing of impressive catches. Big catches, bigger traditions. This year, 54 teams participated, spending days at sea on dhows to fish traditionally without modern gear, using simple lines and bait. The largest fish hauled in weighed around 10 kilograms, 22 pounds, drawing awe from onlookers, especially children who tried to measure their height against the shimmering prize catches. While the heaviest fish is celebrated, the most coveted prize is awarded based on a point system that considers the size, quantity, and variety of fish caught. High-value species like hamor and kingfish score higher than others, encouraging strategic fishing as well as endurance. Preserving Qatar's maritime soul. Before the discovery of oil, Qatar's economy revolved around pearl diving and fishing, industries that were dramatically disrupted in the 1920s by the arrival of artificial pearls. While those economic practices have faded, many Qataris are now leading a cultural revival aimed at preserving their maritime identity. As the competition began, dhows fanned out across the Azure Gulf waters, about 5 kilometers south of Doha. The festival even draws participants from beyond Qatar. As Doha's sun set on another Senyar festival, the seafront echoed with laughter, tradition, and pride. With every fish caught and every dhow launched, Qatar took another step in reviving and preserving its maritime legacy.